My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
At what point do you become concerned about the lack of reps for Russ in the first team offense?
I'm not.
Mike Tomlin, not concerned about Russ not getting a ton of reps with the first-team offense as he's been nursing and they've been careful with him with that calf injury. Mike Tomlin said that Russ is number one quarterback on the depth chart. He said the whole time that Russ is in pole position, but what do we know? We know that Justin Fields is going to start the game tomorrow night. I think that's a good thing for the Steelers. They want to continue to get a look at Justin Fields. They obviously feel confident in what Russ can bring them if he does come back. When, I should say, he comes back healthy. What I'm wondering is just how much stock Mike Tomlin can put into what Fields has done. Just how much stock Mike Tomlin will put into a good performance, or if there is one from Justin Fields in this, in any preseason game. And why he would have his mind totally made up at any point. Why would you not just keep an open mind about the quarterback position? By the way, Pat Bostic's supposed to be here.
Right.
And I wonder what would happen if he were late like this. He's late every time he joins us, and we love Pat. If he were late every time like this at Pitt, you think Heather Lake fires his ass?
Probably.
I mean, what are we doing here, Pat? Pat was supposed to come on from 7 until 10. And he said, no, I'll go 7 to 9. And then he's like, no, sorry, I can only do 8 until 9. And then now he's not even here, and it's 8:04. And so what is he going to do? 8:05 until 9 o'clock?
Yep.
Or we might not have Pat Bostic at all.
Or we might not have him at all.
I did that in reverse. I should have said all those things about Pat and then talked about Russ and then thrown that to you. Do you remember what I said about Russ?
Yes.
Okay.
I think that this is a situation where Mike Tomlin doesn't want to get himself into a situation that he was in last year. And where Mike Tomlin knows himself very well and where he should know himself very well is that he had Ben Roethlisberger for a majority of his career as a head coach. Mike Tomlin didn't have to worry about the quarterback position. He didn't have to develop the quarterback position. He didn't have to, hold the quarterback's hand. And I think with Russ, he's not going to have to do that. And that's where he's comfortable at right now. I think the whole evaluation with Justin Fields is for the future. And I think that one more year, with Mike Tomlin and having a legit veteran quarterback while alongside evaluating your future quarterback, I think that he knows that he needs that because he needs to win now, but also needs a plan for the future. And he hasn't really had that experience. He's had it for 2 years with Kenny,
right,
or a year and a half with Kenny, and it didn't work well. I don't think he wants to go that route right now. Right now, he has to get his feet back on the ground. And that's what Russ can bring to the table for him this year.
That's well said, and I've said all along, I think Russ is going to give the Steelers a really good chance to win, and particularly early, I think he'd give them the better chance to win. I've also said I think Justin Fields gives them a higher ceiling if he were to find himself because of some of the things he can do, all the things that he can do athletically. One thing I will say about this whole quarterback situation is I don't trust Mike Tomlin to necessarily do the right thing. Now, I don't know what the right thing is, but I think he butchered the Kenny Pickett era. Just totally butchered it from start until finish. Clearly, last year the best quarterback was Mason Rudolph. Like, without question. So I'm not saying that Mason should have started over Kenny, but he damn sure hell should have been in there over Mitch Trubisky. How do you not see that that guy's clearly better after having a year plus, 2 years of evaluation of Mitch Trubisky? They should never have brought Mitch in the first place. They should have let Kenny have more reps with the ones in the first place. They never should have put Kenny in the Jets game. So I don't know what ultimately will lead the Steelers to winning the most games this year. That it's my job to give opinion on that. It's not my job to make that happen. It's Mike Tomlin's job. I'm just not so sure he's very good at it from the quarterback standpoint.
And that's what I think he's admitting, Pat. Like, I think that he's admitting that I'm going to remove myself from the situation and I want the veteran quarterback to kind of handle things. And that's why Russell Wilson is the guy. Like, he doesn't want to have to go through a young quarterback, developing quarterback situation, trying to figure that out alongside trying to win games and try to make playoff runs.
He's also got a proven offensive coordinator that's been a head coach to lean on as well in this process. Last year he had Matt Canada. So I think a step back not only for Russell Wilson to be the guy, but for Arthur Smith to make the decisions on a daily basis as to who's going to give them the best chance to win. So I think that's why they went that direction with a proven offensive coordinator, someone that's got experience, been a head coach. And I think that's probably lost in the equation here is Arthur Smith's input. I think he's going to have a lot of autonomy with this offense. I think he's the head coach of the offense. And I think that was a directive.
I'm sure that's the case. I do wonder, and hi, Pat.
Hi.
I do wonder how many times Justin Fields pulls the ball on a read option and scoots around the edge, though. You are away from saying, oh, you know what? He gives us more opportunity to get creative, to have the quarterback run game be a part of this thing.
You mean in preseason?
I'm talking about how many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop here? Like, how many plays does Justin Fields have to make training camp, preseason, what have you, before Arthur Smith goes, hey, I know we trust Russ, but I'm having a hard time not wanting to play this Justin Fields kid.
That doesn't mean you don't have to play him.
Make him the starter.
Yeah, I don't think that'll be enough. I don't think being a glorified running back.
Well, but he's making throws, too. I'm just saying that that's part of it.
Right. But do you trust him to make those throws in a game and pull it down in the game and throw the ball down the field? Like, I trust Russ. Like, he's not going to put it into harm's way. But Justin Fields may get erratic, and things happen fast. I don't know if there's anything that Fields can do in this moment to get that starting spot just based off of his characteristics and him being dynamic that way.
I expect him to pull the ball and run around the edge. That's an expectation. That's not even like, I'm not going to be surprised when that happens.
You say that, but Tomlin said he's surprised by his athleticism.
I think that's training camp fodder. You see him in person. That's different.
Yeah.
But you expect him to run. I mean, you watched him for 3 years in Chicago. So I think what Doug said yesterday rung true with me.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah. My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Absolutely. While I was playing 100 holes of golf, I was listening
we
to
do
you.
Have to get into yeah, that at will. Some point.
I'm exhausted yeah. today. But anyhow, 8 for 10. Like, it can't be, you know, 4 for 9 and a near pick, but he rushes for 50 yards and a touchdown, and everyone's like, whoa, we got ourselves a weapon. It's got to be the consistency, and especially if this Ayuk thing comes to fruition. I mean, you got weapons now. You've got two bona fide all-pro level receivers, one that's proven it, one that has the potential, and you got to be able to play from the pocket and deliver the ball. It's been proven in the NFL. Look at Lamar Jackson. You're going to hit your head on the AFC champion. You've got to be able to throw the ball consistently to win. And you got to be able to do it with explosive plays. But also, you got to move the sticks and sustain drives. And Justin Fields, to this point in his career, in regular season professional football, has been inconsistent at best. The potential there is almost unlimited if he's able to get consistent, which is a big if. It's a big if.
Well, and that's why I think, Doran, you used the perfect word. They trust Russell Wilson.
Right.
You know what you're getting. You've seen him have one bad year, frankly. One bad year. And last year, people knock him. If he did that here in Pittsburgh, he would have been by far the best that they've had since Ben, and they may well beat the Bills in a playoff game. So I understand all that. I'm just wondering how long it would take and what Justin would need to do to earn trust. Because the ceiling is so high, as we've talked about.
I don't even think that they're even in the mindset to entertain that right now. That's just my opinion.
This is all about Russ. This is about what Russ does or doesn't do.
Yeah, but I think, and I'm not saying I even disagree with any of that. I just think you have to have an open mind, and you have to allow for your mind to be changed. Like, Doran, you probably didn't want to like me when we first sat down to start to do a show. Oh, dang. This guy sucks.
I just think they can have an open mind, and like, they may get closer together in terms of the separation, but it's going to be about what Russ doesn't do or his lack of production that allows Justin Fields to play, regardless of what he does in the preseason, regardless of what he does in practice. However, I liken it this way, and I hate to use this analogy, but it's like, the finger might be on the trigger a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you might have the gun out of the holster, if you will. But it's not fully saddled and just you're not going to touch it, right? I mean, they think they can win. They feel like they can win now. And if Russ isn't getting it done, they brought Justin Fields in to give them another option. And I think if and only when that happens, that's when you make the decision. You don't do it because Justin Fields practices well and has a good preseason, because we've seen good preseasons, right?
Mm-hmm.
You said that yesterday.
Oh man,
we saw a perfect preseason.
Yep.
And Justin Fields, unlike Kenny Pickett, has game tape, legitimate game tape as a starting quarterback with no threat of anybody unseating him. He was in a situation where they were giving him the ball on every Sunday, and it wasn't that good. So he's got to prove, when given the opportunity, that when the bullets are really flying on game day, he can play.
Russ would have to lose the job. Justin can't win the job.
I think
that makes sense.
That's a very succinct way of putting it.
Yes. Russ would have to lose it. That's why he's always late,
because you just said what he said, but you said it way quicker.
Right, and I knew we had to get out of the segment, so I just wanted to wrap it up.
It's so true, though. I buy that. That's really well stated by you guys. They can be surprised by the athleticism of Justin Fields being even more than they thought and what they saw on tape. He could protect the ball. He could be making throws from the pocket in training camp, but you're not going to give him the opportunity unless Russell Wilson is not what you thought Russell Wilson was.
Mm-hmm. So I've seen four or five passes that people post on X during training camp. Oh, big time completion. On four of them out of the five, he gets roasted in the pocket. Whacked. When you aren't wearing a red jersey, that's different. That's a hell of a lot different, making those throws. And you start to gauge, does the guy have flinch in him? Does he look to bail because he's about to get hit? You can't ascertain that in practice. You Ooh. Just can't.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com. Mom.